I'm Johnny Mack with your Daily Comedy News. For real, this is take six of me trying to get into this bit the right way. All right, former President Trump, I kept forgetting to say the word, former President Trump had some documents, something, January 6th, something, the documents were ripped up. Finally, I have set the premise, the jokes, Jimmy Kimmel, the National Archive did not explain how they knew they were ripped up by Trump. My guess is tiny little barbecue sauce fingerprints. I didn't know that, Reed. I can't do it a seventh time. Stephen Colbert. Sounds like during the pandemic, the people at the National Archives also got into puzzles. Colbert, it violates the Presidential Records Act to tear up official documents. But the former president had a very good reason. He was afraid of going to jail. Should just stop there. That joke wins. Colbert, according to White House advisors, Trump once ate a sensitive document. He would have eaten more sensitive documents, but he ran out of ranch. Switching topics, Zach Broussard tweets, Uncle Cracker is demanding Spotify remove Joe Rogan or he'll put more music on Spotify. Ali Wong's got a new special, this one called Don Wong. It'll be on Netflix February 14th. Hey, honey, I know it's Valentine's Day. I host a podcast in my basement. Can we watch a Netflix comedy special? Yeah, this one was filmed near my house, sort of. Like an hour away, at the Count Basie Theater in New Jersey back in November. In the special, using the copywriting rule of three, Wong reveals her wildest fantasies, the challenges of monogamy, and how she really feels about single people. IndieWire tells us Bob Odenkirk and David Cross are putting the cult in cult comedy. Yeah, all right. They are reuniting for Paramount Plus's new series, Guru Nation. Odenkirk and Cross will play rival cult gurus who manipulate the minds of their deluded followers. David Cross said, after a year of having to be coy and secretive about this, it gives me great pleasure to let y'all know about this new project Bob and I are working on. It's going to be unlike anything we've done so far. Get ready to have your pants blown wide open. Odenkirk said, hey, thanks for the heads up. The AV Club has some news about that Amy Schumer sitcom that I predict is going to be canceled really quickly. You know this one. It's called Life and Beth, AV Club writes. If you've been wondering what Michael Cera's been up to lately, we have an answer. He's been growing a patchy beard. Hulu has released a bunch of preview images for the soon-to-be-canceled Life and Beth that show Amy Schumer looking normal and Michael Cera with his patchy beard. It's distracting. Whatever, we'll get over it, they write. The official plot synopsis, I've read this in the past, but I would just need you to listen to this so you can understand why I am saying this is canceled already. Beth's life would look pretty great on paper. Impressive to everybody she grew up with. She makes a good living as a wine distributor. She's in a long-term relationship with a successful guy and lives in Manhattan. When a sudden incident forces Beth to engage with her past, her life changes forever. Through flashbacks to her teen self, Beth starts to learn how she became who she is and who she wants to become. Will go on her journey towards building a bigger, bolder, and more authentic life, learning to express herself and living in an intentional way. A trip down memory lane is a strong source of trauma, comedy, and moving forward. It's Life and Beth, soon to be canceled by Hulu. No buzz on How I Met Your Father. I wonder if that's going to get renewed or not. Been talking about Jay Leno a lot lately because that interview in the St. Pete Catalyst was fantastic. St. Pete didn't pull punches. Hey, Jay Leno, there are people in comedy who still resent the whole Conan thing and resent that you matched yourself to that job. Jay Leno said, here's this thing, all right? When Conan came up, Don Olmeyer didn't like him. He was going to give him 13 weeks. And I said to Don, look, I'll promote Conan every night, say he was big guest star, tell people to stay tuned. That'll help. Things go along fine. I get a call. Conan's people want you out. They want the Tonight Show, or they're going to another network. And I said, guys, read my contract. It's pay and play, not pay or play. I don't want to get the money without work. I'm pay and play. You have to keep me on the air for the 5 years as long as the ratings are there, okay? And look, when they want you out, you're out. You can't bitch and moan about it. I thought I was being gracious. I'm going to retire in 5 years. Conan's coming up. Okay, fine. In that interim, Craig Ferguson came along. Suddenly, he was beating Conan, and NBC was like, oh, what have we done here? I said, guys, it's not my call. And I was getting calls from ABC and CBS about going over there. That CBS part is interesting, isn't it? That's very interesting. Conan took over The Tonight Show in 2009. Where would Jay Leno have gone to CBS? 11:30? What about Dave? NBC came to me and they said, we do this 10 o'clock show. I said, that doesn't make any sense. They said, look, we'll pay your staff for 2 years, pay everybody's salary, regardless of what happens. I said, all right, let's try that. All right. We tried the 10 o'clock show and it didn't work. I'm going to jump in there. I think if they did it now, it would work. TV has changed. I think budget-wise, that would have been friendly. It was like 5 minutes too early. I know that thing bombed. I don't think that was a bad idea by NBC. I think if he did that today, people would watch Jay Leno at 10 o'clock. Or 10 years ago, Jay Leno at 10 o'clock. I don't know if Jay's too old to be on TV now. Who knows? Jay said, we tried the 10 o'clock show and it didn't work. They came up with the idea. You want to go on from 11:30 to 12? And I said, that's just going to cause a lot of rancor. Let's call Conan and see where they are with that. And that's when he quit. And to NBC, that solved the problem. They said to me, all right, you're back in your spot again. From their point of view, it was clever like a fox. It was the same problem with me and Dave. They had a hit show at 11:30 and a hit show at 12:30. Moving Letterman down to the Tonight Show at 11:30 wouldn't have guaranteed a hit. And then there would have been a hole at 12:30. Conan came to NBC and it was not a success. I don't know how that was my fault. I would read those articles. Leno demanded the Tonight Show back and they had to give it to him. How did I get fired in the first place if they had to give it to me? Sounds like Jay's really upset about this thing, huh? That doesn't make any sense. Or they had to pay me $150 million. There's no $150 million. That's based on what? So I never answered any of it. I just let it play itself out. Howard Stern and all those guys went on, and that's fine. That's fine, guys. Do what you got to do. Something, if you're worth saving, people will save you. If you have to save yourself, that's not a good sign. Wow. And that's what I did. I said I'll let other people speak for me, and we'll see what happens, and it turned out fine. I mean, I was sorry about it, but I'm not quite sure what I could have done differently. People said, they shouldn't have taken away the Tonight Show. Why? It's a job. When I took the Tonight Show from Johnny, there were people who said, they should have ended the Tonight Show and retired it. It's an insult. No, it's a business. It's a going concern. Somebody has to do it, and they'll find somebody to do it. It's a job. It ended. I don't wallow in it. I don't boohoo in it. It's a job. Wow. Wow, that was something from Jay Leno there. If you want to comment, there's a Reddit. Subreddit is Daily Comedy News. There's a Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group on Facebook. Stephen Colbert has got a new cartoon coming out February 9th, 8:30 p.m. I looked at it and it was just, you can hear me. The Hypertopical Fairview looks at how national politics causes wild small town drama in the natty light chugging, grocery store parking lot fighting, public urinating town of Fairview. And it takes that look through the lens of its sloppy party girl turned pragmatic mayor, Kelly Sampson. I saw the trailer. I shared the trailer on the Facebook group and the Reddit. It doesn't look good. I do some of the voice acting. Aparna and Churler's in there and James Austin Johnson, who's fantastic. But this thing, it looked bad and the animation looks bad. Now, it's paired up with South Park, which isn't known for like awesome animation. And South Park is clearly a monster hit. So what do I know? Didn't do it for me. From The Root, Chris Redd is not satisfied with co-starring in Keenan and being on SNL. He's going to join Sam Jay and Langston Kerman in the new Peacock comedy. Bust Down is about four casino employees living dead-end lives with dead-end jobs in middle America and the massive mess they managed to make out of it. That'll be out Thursday, March 10th on Peacock. I like Peacock because they spend a lot of ad money. Thank you, Peacock. Colin Quinn was down at the Miracle Theater. He spoke to WTOP. I tried to get to this during the week. It was just such a busy week. He likes that theater. Colin said the whole country's filled with these old vaudeville houses. You even go to these small towns and there's these old theaters and they're beautifully restored. It's amazing. There's a great feeling to it. There's something elegant about it. All comedians love the crowds in D.C. and that goes from the smartest to the stupidest. Colin Quinn told WTOP he fell in love with comedy at an early age. Me and my brother used to listen to George Carlin and Richard Pryor albums all the time. My whole family loved Carlin because he was the Irish Catholic New York guy. But Pryor, we couldn't believe how funny he was. I saw David Brenner on The Tonight Show and I was like, ah, oh, you can be a cool guy like this and do comedy. He started performing in 1984, working anywhere he could find work. Me and Chris Rock once did it when we had to perform on top of a pool table on Sunday after the Jets and Giants played in Jersey. We were literally standing on top of the pool table in front of these guys performing. There was no place to stand where everybody could see you, so they said, go on top of the pool table. We were like, all right. Good story here. In 1994, Colin got a job writing on the last season of In Living Color. He remembered Jim Carrey left halfway through the season to go make the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Colin said he thought Carrey was making a mistake. Turns out he underestimated the Pet Detective. Colin said, when you read a movie, if it says guy walks in a room, sits at a table and starts knocking glasses over, you're like, that's not funny. But when Jim Carrey does it, it's going to make it something special. Colin replaced Norm Macdonald as the host of Weekend Update on SNL. Norm was fired over the O.J. Simpson jokes. Colin said, once Norm got fired, they were like, you're doing it. And I'm like, I don't want him leaving, but he's gone. I'm doing it. I made OJ jokes. I had to carry the tradition on. The Clinton thing was a big one, of course, when I was there. It's so funny when you look back, you go, that was really big. But at the time, it was just the news happening. Who does Colin Quinn think was the best Weekend Update host? I think it was Stennis Miller changed the game, but we're forgetting Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase was great at it. No one had ever done it before. A lot more to that interview. Maybe I'll save it for next weekend. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, wherever you get your shows, Reddit Daily Comedy News, Instagram at Daily Comedy News, Twitter at DCN Pod, Facebook group Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. If you like what I do, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Daily Comedy News. See you tomorrow.